Ring, 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 ring.
You have reached Dr. Popular's answering machine. Please leave it. No, I'm just kidding. Hello.
Hey, what's up? This is Seth.
Hey, Seth, how's it going? This is DocuWalkie. I didn't fool you with the answering machine, did I?
No, I'm used to it. Whatever.
Oh, not even a little? Were you a little fooled?
Well, I was mildly confused, but then I was like, oh, wait. It's probably some bullshit, doc, whatever.
You are so stupid. Yeah. So anyway, I can't wait to see you next week. Is that what you're calling about?
Yeah. BAC should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, hell yeah. Wait, BAC?
Yeah. I'm going to get in Thursday.
No. Thursday is when I get to Minneapolis. You're gonna be in Minneapolis, aren't you, for the Mondo?
No, I'm gonna be in BAC. What
do you
mean?
Every year. Oh man. I guess we won't see each other then. But you know, we can still maybe talk on Skype or perhaps we could even use
Shalicto, Doc Popular,
Yo Radio, hello, and welcome to another episode of Yo-Yo Wiki Radio. My name is Dr. Popular, representing the Bay Area, and as usual, representing the Midwest is Josh Parker Euler.
Thank you, Doc.
Hey, and Josh, we have somebody special with us tonight, right?
Yep, he's becoming a regular fixture here. It's Seth Peterson representing Iowa State.
Yep.
How's it going, Seth?
Pretty good.
Good.
Pretty good.
I noticed that you were posting about Iowa States today. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yep. We're doing it June 16th. People from all over are coming. Kids from Delaware, Virginia, Nashville, Texas, Midwest crew, and maybe even a super special surprise guest coming from San Francisco area.
It's Mongu. Mongu's coming.
Roar.
Do you have any luggage to claim, sir?
Roar.
Is that true, Seth?
What?
Mongu's going to be?
Oh, I'm sure he will be there. He usually travels with John.
Rob,
so I'm putting my Mongu up on eBay tomorrow, I think, by the way. My stuffed Mongu for the very first, batch.
Wow.
Really, guess.
What do you think that's going to go for?
I wouldn't be surprised if it went for 200, but I'm thinking probably closer to 100.
Oh, wow.
Well, you should talk to John, see if he wants to just buy it straight up. Because, yeah. I mean, I don't. He probably would be pretty interested in that.
Well, I'll give him an offer. I mean, there'll be like a buy it now or something. I'm doing that with all my stuff. But so in that case, if the timing is right, then maybe Mongu could come to Iowa States. But you're saying that there's somebody who is not Dr. Popular that will be coming to that might be coming to Iowa State. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that could be like Paul Yacht, or it could be, or not Paul Yacht. Could be Paul Hahn or Augie or Kia or my girlfriend Shannon. Could be anybody.
Could be
somebody who doesn't even really know about the yo-yo contest.
Yeah.
And then we're also doing the different judging thing. The rounds.
Yeah. What are you doing for judging this year? Something wonky.
Yeah, we're doing the round based system where. Everybody gets up, does a one-minute freestyle, top half of the scores move on to the next round until we whittle it down to the top three places, and
Whoa.
We'll be doing a two-minute freestyle.
So splitting in half, if you have like 10 people do freestyles, then you'll have another round of 5 people, and then theoretically the next round would be like last three, like 2 people got knocked off. And mm-hmm. you're saying the last round would be 3-minute freestyles?
We're thinking two, just because it's like doing
redundant.
yeah, doing two or three rounds of 1 minute is going to, I don't know, it's not going to make things necessarily older, but, like, I don't know, for the competitors' sake, I think.
And this is peer judged?
No, this will be judged with a different kind of judging style where different judges have different scoring responsibilities, like negative scores and positive scores.
Okay.
So. And the judges, too, will be eliminated throughout the evening.
And we also want to have a text message-based voting system, like American Idol.
Yes.
Where
for Alex Berengale, text the word Alex to 3374.
For Alex Ulrich, text I'm not a baby.
Oh, cold.
And the Alex Ulrich jokes are starting early tonight.
All right.
Moving on.
So, unfortunately, that looks like it's the same date as North Carolina State's, which is kind of a bummer for Ed over there in North Carolina. But we just really got him to get him out to Iowa State's. I mean, really.
Yeah. He really needs to realize that. That maybe we could maybe do an Iowa State's North Carolina State collaboration in Iowa or something.
Yeah, seriously, because so many people are coming out from that area. So
yeah, but there'll still be McHale and Ann Connolly and some of the other kids there. So yeah. I don't know what he's whining about. He'll be fine.
All right.
Is Ed he the one who does the throwdown, or is he just like a friend to the guy? Because I never get. I've always get those guys confused.
Yeah, he is not the guy who does throwdown. He was just a beta tester for them.
I see.
All right. Steve Brown has posted this picture of him with a little bit of hype going on. What do you know about this, Seth?
It's just the second in the anti-deck series.
Oh, is that all it is?
And is that what he's holding in the picture then?
Yeah, that's his board.
Wasn't that what his first board looked like? The one that came out like a few months ago?
Well, those were just the concept pictures.
Okay.
And this is the actual legitimate thing.
Okay, all right, So he has a deck coming out. So that's not really anything. I mean, it's like new. It's not like something he hadn't announced before. It's just something finally coming out that he was talking about before, I think.
Lame.
Well, that's not nice, Josh.
Well, it gets a big old lame for me. I'm sorry.
Well, that's just because you worked it up. You were telling me about this hype thing earlier today. I'm like, I don't even know. I don't even see him hyping anything. He's posted a picture of his board.
Well, he posted it everywhere. Didn't write anything about it and was like, coming soon. And
well, the one thing is, like, he can't really write where, like, he can't write where it's selling or anything, because it's going to be Yo-Yo Nation.
Why can't he write that?
Because it's advertising on another store.
But,
well, I mean, what else is there to say? Sure. It's a skateboard, and it's coming soon.
Yeah.
He can't be, like, I don't know. It's a lot less hyped than a lot of things that have been going around.
No, that's true. I just thought this deck had already come out, and it just... You know, it's a non-story to me.
I'm sorry,
so,
Josh.
Moving on.
Speaking of Steve Brown, I don't know if you guys read his blog spot, but he had a pretty interesting few posts regarding his. He finally kind of came out and talked about why he quit.
He's gay
and everything.
Oh.
Well, I mean, among other things, fucking fag. Anyways.
Oh God.
Oh, I just did that.
We can censor out Duncan, right?
Butterfly Imperial. But anyways, so he wrote up this little. Oh, it was pretty lengthy, actually. I just sent you guys a link to it on the Skype chat about why he quit Duncan and all the shit he put up with and everything. And Jason Sowie actually found the blog and wrote this huge, long, ridiculous post. And it's just the most embarrassing part for me being associated with Duncan is this one part he says, in addition, since our amicable parting, I have noticed that the men's room in the office wing has steadily improved in both semblance and and it's just like, why would you say something like that? Like, the president or whatever he is of Duncan has stooped to like this level of like childish blah blah blah. Just read the whole thing. There's some ridiculous things. He goes, he said, however, I must admit, after a brief rage in which I closed my office door and muffled my furious screams into the leather back of my ergonomically executive chair.
I got to say, I laughed hysterically, and I think that's what Jason's point was when he wrote that, because he could not have been writing that with a straight face.
So he was trying to make it sound like he was like everything Steve was kind of saying.
Exactly.
He was.
That's what it seemed like to me.
I got it.
I think they're, I don't know. Jason Sowie seems like a kind of, I don't know.
No, he doesn't sound like a winner by any means, but I think he was kind of writing that tongue in cheek.
Josh, am I a winner?
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. Okay. I just wanted to make sure I was a winner. So that's cool. I'll keep reading that. The URL for people who can't read URL on our podcast is stevebrownismyhero.blogspot.com. Yep. And it's probably like one of the top entries on there.
Yeah. It's probably still on the front page, yeah. Yeah, it definitely is. It's a good read though.
So this weekend was the Alternative Press Expo here in San Francisco, and I got to finish some new books and had a table, and I sold my books along with my friend Meredith and a couple other friends, and my newest little book is called The Flatjack Incident, and it's very charming. I can't wait to give you a copy, Stevie Weavy, or Joshy Washy, sorry. But then on Sunday night, after the whole Alternative Press Expo thing, I got to rap on stage with MC Frontalot, MC Lars, and Wheelie Cyberman from Optimus Rhyme at a sold-out show in San Francisco.
Cool.
Feeling pretty good about that.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. And Josh, what have you been up to in the last week?
I bought a house.
Oh. See, here I am trying to sound really awesome, and then... Like, yeah, I was on stage, and you're like, yeah, well, you know, bought a house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we didn't get a chance to do an episode last week. Well, Doc had his stuff going on, and I was busy moving
into
my
house.
It's cleared
up, by the way. It's gone away almost completely. You can barely even see it anymore.
Well, that's good to hear. Did you have to see a doctor?
Yes, I looked in the mirror. So how's the house?
It's really cool. Mm-hmm. It's a story and a half sort of deal, and it's we've got this big fenced-in backyard that's really cozy, and we've got three bedrooms and a really scary kind of basement. And
yeah, the fucking dungeon thing—that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, yeah, it's a lot cleaner than a lot of the basements in houses we looked at, but it's still like brick wall and looks like they're. Should be machetes hanging on the wall waiting to decapitate kidnap victims.
And there soon will be.
You never know.
Yes.
You're coming over, right, Doc?
Oh, man, I am psyched, especially now.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So let's play our favorite game.
Are you talking about Name That Yo-Yo?
Yes.
I love that game. Yo-Yo. It is the podcasting sensation that is sweeping the nation.
The nation... Seth, do you know
Yo-Yo?
Seth, do you know the purpose of the Name That Yo-Yo game? Do you know how it's played?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, why don't you tell the listeners so, in case they don't know?
Well, you throw a yo-yo down and we try to guess which yo-yo it is by the sound it makes. Correct?
That's pretty much
yes,
it.
Yes, that's pretty much it. If we don't guess it on the first try, then we give a clue on the second try. So who wants to go first? Should I go first? I got mine ready.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead, Doc?
Okay, quick note about mine. Usually I play with stock yo-yos, you know, and stuff like that. But I have a big eBay auction coming up, and I'm going to be losing this yo-yo in 10 days. So you guys have a link, and you can see what all my yo-yos on eBay are. This is going to be one of those yo-yos that you hear. And this is the first time, by the way, Josh has sent me a USB headset, and this is the first time I'm going to be doing Name That Yo-Yo with a headset. So hopefully I won't be, like, hitting my face or anything while I try to do this, but here we go.
Well, that spin sounded like it died pretty quickly.
It's a better spin.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like a clean bearing, obviously. Are you thinking a larger bearing, Seth?
I don't know. It sounds like a smaller bearing.
Okay.
Seth is always thinking about larger bearings. All the time.
I'm afraid I don't get that joke.
Okay.
So smaller bearing and... Maybe some teeth in there?
And remember, it's on that list, so you guys might take a look at that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm thinking it might be like one of the custom yo-yos or the coral snake.
It's a good chance it's the golden fly, because I used that last week, so I could be psyching you out.
No, I don't think it's the coral snake. That doesn't sound anything like a coral snake. I'm going to eat my words if that's a coral snake.
Eat them. With ketchup.
Well, okay. I'm Midwest and all.
Let's hear some guesses. Let's hear one guess from Seth.
I'm going to go with the bumblebee.
No. Yeah. No. But you're talking about the transition bumblebee, the yellow and green.
That's a neat yo-yo.
Oh, it's gorgeous in person. And Joshuashi?
I'm going to say it's the Moonstar Yo-Yo by Cameo.
Moonstar. No, it is not. It is not. I will give you another hint. This is probably, of that list, this is probably the most modified yo-yo on there in just about every way.
Most Augie's modded freehand Master of Champions with lights?
That is it. That is Augie's Master of Champions yo-yo. It's recessed silicone.
That's the yo-yo he used on the show?
Mm-hmm. One of them. I don't know. You know, we each had two yo-yos, and I'm pretty sure, but I can't say for sure, that this is the show that he used on our segment. But, I mean, throughout the show, he was using this yo-yo, like, anytime they showed us in the background and when we did our battles and stuff. So this is Augie's own, and then I've got Paul's, and I've got mine. Takeshi modded these for us. He added the silicone groove in there. And then we had to put the torch cuts in there, which just kind of brought it back to zero. So it was like, okay, regular yo-yo, good yo-yo, back to regular yo-yo again with lights.
All right. Well, that's cool. That's $80 to buy that now. That doesn't seem too bad.
I thought all of my buy it now prices were pretty good, with the exception of maybe the Patriot that's $100.
All right.
So, Seth, do you want to go next?
Sure. Let me go get a yo-yo really quick.
Okay, Josh.
All right.
Oh, that sounded like a viper.
All right, can you hear that?
Yeah. Generating a lot of wind. You're doing that next to your headset?
Yeah.
It sounds like a small bearing, and it sounds like it's generating wind in a different way than an aluminum yo-yo would do. It also kind of has kind of a plasticky sound. It's got teeth.
Can you throw it again, Josh?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's pretty weird sounding. Maybe, what was the hint? Was there a hint?
Oh, no hint yet.
Oh, okay. Sounds like some kind of yo-yo jam. Is it the triple jam?
It is not the triple jam. I believe I used that last time. Yeah.
It doesn't sound like a yo-yo jam to me. It sounds a small bearing with teeth, and it sounds pretty light. I'm sorry, light. It sounds heavy. It sounds like weighted. I'm trying to think of just a. How about a? No, flying squirrels aren't starburst.
Yeah, they are.
Are they? Sounds like a flying squirrel to me.
It is not a flying squirrel.
All right.
This is a Rick Wyatt signature yo-yo, which I didn't know that until I looked at the caps.
Is it a kickside?
It is a kickside.
Wow, it totally sounds like... Oh, kicksides do have star... Or they're one starburst, one O-ring,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a hybrid.
Okay. Wow, that doesn't sound like Delrin to me. It sounds like a polycarb.
Well, I think technically it's Selcon.
Oh, well, yeah, but... Okay, yeah, Selcon it sounds like. It's not Delrin.
That's right.
I can hear that, you know, missing trademark logo. So... So Seth, let's hear your yo-yo.
Okay. Can you hear that?
I'm gonna say Renegade.
Nope.
Okay.
It does sound like a small bearing, though. Okay. That actually, to me, sounds like a flying squirrel.
Nope. Neither. Let's see. It's also made out of Selcon.
Lynn Fury?
Nope.
The milk?
No.
The silk?
Nope. Both of those are actually made out of Delrin.
That's right.
The filk.
The ilk.
The twilk.
So I'm guessing it's a yo-yo jam product then.
I think we've gone through our guesses, right?
Yeah.
So just tell us.
Oh, it's actually a bolt.
Ooh.
Oh, yes, I can hear the good now. I thought it was just his cottage cheese.
This is the second time Doc has missed the bolt on the show.
Well, while we're on the subject of a Delrin and Selcon, one really interesting distinguishing factor between the two is that Delrin has a lot higher melting point, about 100 degrees higher than Selcon. So that's why you run into problems sometimes with yo-yo jam Selcon yo-yos melting around the axle or the bearing. Like if there's a wrap around the bearing and there's friction created there, it'll actually distort that. And that's why supposedly on the silk, I don't know, I've had problems with the silk bearing seat, but supposedly it's not a melting issue.
That's what happened to my Spin Factor 2, and that was the last time I bought a yo-yo jam.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just an inherent feature of the of their bearing seat.
But, a feature is just a flaw with seniority.
Ooh.
I don't know about
you like that
one.
I like that.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what that reminds me of? I had those buy it nows on some of my auctions. I actually right away sold two yo-yos to a guy named Robin Ray, and he won a prototype bolt, which is all starburst Selcon, and then he also bought my Patriot that they made 10 of for me. Do you remember those white Patriots that
basically
became the Kickside, basically?
Yes.
But they're double O-ring, and they had cool Doc Pogs. So he won both of my like SoCon yo-yos that I had up on there. So he's a SoCon maniac. Oh, yeah.
Maniac,
blah, blah, blah.
On the SoCon.
Here, I'll send you guys links to them if you want to see the beautiful prototype one, because that's cool. Too bad people can't see that in purpose. What's next? Robot Friend. Can I talk about Robot Friend?
Yes.
Okay. Dave Poisner, you guys know him?
Mm-hmm.
Seth, do you know?
Yeah, I'm actually at his house right now.
Oh, you're at Dave Poisner's house right now?
Yeah, I don't have internet at my place, so...
How's his mom?
I'm at Dave's house.
Is she there? Are you, like, am I on speaker?
Yeah.
Hot bubbling cum.
Okay. I'm gonna have to do a lot of editing to this episode.
Dave created this thing called Robot Friend, which was
an international success, really.
Well, yeah, toilet tube rolls with googly eyes, basically, and and it's beautiful. I love it. I'm not talking. I love it. But anyway, so he created this thing, Robot Friend, and it was just like this sculpture or whatever of this robot friend and a name, and that's really all you kind of have to go on. It's, you know, there's no other stories or anything around it. It's just kind of what it is. It's Robot Friend. So with his permission, I started kind of collecting stories for an anthology that's called Robot Friends, and basically I show pictures of Robot Friend to different artists, and they write like a little 4-page story of what they think Robot Friend would be like, or whatever, like what Robot Friend means to them. And we actually published our first Robot Friend story in time for Ape, and I'll have that in Minneapolis to give to Dave. I can't wait to see him read it. But it's Robot Friend versus Mongu.
Ooh, nice.
Yes, and I've got.
Destined to happen.
Yeah, destined. Craig Rasmussen illustrated it for me. It's kind of a really kind of classic style. He's like really influenced by, I think, silver era comics, especially like vampire comics and stuff like that. But this comic itself is very upbeat. It's like everything I think kind of Dave imagined when he talks about. I mean, you guys know that if you talk to Dave about Robot Friend, like Robot Friend is like the perfect friend. Period. That's it. Like I ask, you know,
exactly.
Like, oh, Robot Friend, what's he about? Oh, he's pretty much the perfect friend.
And, you know, he gets all teary eyed about it too and stuff.
I have to admit that I like a little more depth to a character, and so every time I kind of come up with a Robot Friend thing, it's usually pretty dark.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad that the first one that we did of the anthology that'll be out in the fall, I'm glad that the first one is kind of closer to what he had in mind. Plus, I think Whip will like it because I think, you know, Mongu kills and pillages a city. In this scenario, Mongu is like 100 feet tall and Robot Friend is about the size of a toilet tube roll with Google eyes.
I guess I didn't know that it was turned into a comic book series. Last time I heard, it was the music.
Well, that song. You did that song.
Yeah, the Robot Friend kids. Song. I heard they built another robot friend.
Yeah.
He's going to kill your parents. So the thing is, it's going to be a square comic anthology with 10 different stories, like 10 different artists' interpretations of Robot Friends. And then there's also going to be a CD with it, you know, so it's going to be like the comic will be like a CD booklet. And there will be a CD that, in theory, will tell one story from start to finish, like track one, track two, track three. They'll all tell different chapters of the story, but they'll all be done by different artists, with me providing most of the music for it.
All right. Free CD with this comic?
Actually, something cooler, but I can't talk about it. It's a It's a toilet paper roll that's going to come. You're paying for that.
Free comic and CD with used toilet paper roll.
Yeah. with robot extra. Friend. No, but
with a build your own robot friend kit. Is that what it's going to be?
yeah.
<That's awesome>.
I can't wait to show that to you and Dave this weekend this next weekend while I'm in the Midwest.
Yeah. Well, and you'll have to show it to me on our dinner date in the airport.
Yeah. That's heartbreaking that hopefully we'll at least get to see each other. There's a fantastic Taco Bell in that airport. And then they've also in the bathrooms, they've got those really big rolls, you know, the ones with like the 4-inch gap and the, you know, like the toilet tube is really
oh yeah
big.
I'm really yeah the gaps, the 4-inch, it's nice. I've actually
are you talking about top shelfing?
What? No.
What? What? Moving on.
Seth, what are you going to do when you're in the Bay Area next weekend? Is there anything special going on or something?
No, not really.
Cool. Josh, how about you?
Well, Mondo is going to happen, so that's going to be all right. I guess there's going to be a Yo-Olympics, the first Yo-Olympics in probably like 5 years.
5 years.
So that's going to be all right.
Can we talk about the Olympics?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. The Olympics is for retarded people and regular people alike. Well, what? No, I'm saying it's for everyone. What? Anyway,
Don Imus lost his job for less than that.
No, he didn't. Did he?
No.
So we'll have cake as the prize because retarded people love cake. They love it. And it's gonna be all about like making friends and fitting in and stuff. So everyone will have a helmet. And you guys know you want to say something, you're just scared. All right, fine. The Olympics is like usually done with responsive yo-yos, and it's usually like stupid fun challenges. Like there'll be like three games. One will be yoling, which would be doing the drag string, or throwing a sleeper, taking the string off your finger, and you know walking the dog or whatever drag string the yo-yo into a pile of styrofoam cups in the hopes of knocking over as many cups as possible. Like stupid fun, simple games that are really fun, and people you know like Paul Yacht can go head to head with a retarded person, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Man, you're. Sounds like some Ronald McDonald House shit to me. I don't know.
Wow. I don't know, guys.
It's going to take Josh longer to edit this than it is. The next one will be out by the time he gets this done.
So on the last podcast, I'd mentioned that I got some bungee string from Yo-Yo Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
And this stuff is awesome. I've been using the same piece of string on my milk here for 2 weeks now, and it just keeps getting softer and smoother.
Prom night.
And it's lost most of its bungee at this point, and now it's just really soft, amazing string.
Wow, you don't say, Josh.
How long have you been playing with that same piece of string?
2 weeks.
Okay, and it doesn't look like it's going to break or anything.
No.
So, you know, I don't know that I ever really, like, broke one. I kind of liked it when they were extra stringy and stuff. But you're saying it's not as stringy anymore. It's just really soft and nice.
Yep, exactly. And, Seth, if you were coming to town, I'd give you a couple, but, you know.
Seth, you should come. What are you doing next weekend? You should totally come to Mondo. Big thing.
Yeah, I probably will.
Big town, big contest.
Speaking of string, there's another kind of string thing. Boxthor is starting to make his own string, and some, I don't know, he's trying to take like a streetwear theme to it. Like every season, he'll come out with a new color or something like that. But I'm really excited for the 3M reflective string. I think that's a really freaking cool idea. I'm really into the idea of reflective, using like 3M reflective materials in yo-yos and t-shirts and stuff, just to make it more stand out in video and on stage. So
That could be very cool.
Forward to that.
Could take a video of that and put it up on YouTube.
Ooh. Speaking of YouTube,
the 2006 World Yo-Yo Contest winner, Mickey, his freestyle got posted on the front page of Dig, which is always cool when something like that happens. I started reading some of the comments, and one of the comments really struck me. It said, you may not believe this, but I was actually a world champion in yo-yoing advanced division back in 1999. And then blah, 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 blah. And it was signed Ryan Z. And I replied, is this really Joel Zink? And it actually turns out that it's Joel Zink's brother, Ryan Zink, who was at the 1999 World Contest and came in first, apparently, in the advanced division. So I've exchanged an email with him, and we're going to try and get him on the podcast maybe next week. It'd be cool to catch up with him.
I would love to talk to him.
Yeah.
His poor brother kind of got, like, screwed out of, like, being happy about this thing that he won.
Right.
I really want to talk to him about, like, just about that.
Yeah. You mean, like, how Hero, his music messed up and everything, and people really were like, that's bullshit. Why did he win?
No. Well, yeah, just the fact that Joel Zink became the poster boy for why yo-yo contest judging was messed up. And I don't know, just the poor kid. It must be really tough.
Kind of like some, like, other people are now. Like, a few years ago, it was John. John was kind of the... Anyways, never mind.
I think Joel's thing was
huge.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I heard a lot of things where... Because he was just flashy and everything, and his tricks weren't new, or they weren't any... They were other people's tricks and not his own kind of thing. Like the whole, somebody actually cataloged his entire world's freestyle, and I guess I see it.
That was Boxthor that did that. You're talking about John Nerum's like world's routine where Boxthor put up a video of his freestyle that was split in half, and on the other half of the screen was supposedly the tricks that he got all of his moves from, which is. I don't know. Like, it was cool to make a point, just kind of showing that, you know, like, just to kind of show, like, hey, check out, you know, here's a catalog of all the places. But I didn't think it meant that he was any less qualified to win based on that. If you wanted to say that his tricks were too simple or something, that's a different story. But that Boxthor video totally made a big splash a long time ago. I remember that.
I don't remember that.
Oh, it was really neat. Yeah, I mean, basically, Boxy, a younger, more immature Boxy, was saying that that John, you know, shouldn't have won because he didn't have any original tricks. But
right.
I mean, as you know, that's not a, you know, pre-qualifier in any way
right.
to who wins the World Yo-Yo Contest. And so yeah, he put that up, and I think at the same time. He was also talking to some really big people, like he was talking to Red, and he was talking to the Japanese Buko. He was talking to Buko and all sorts of people about what they thought about it. And in private, they said, yeah, we don't think that John should have won. And so he posted all of those people and what they said about John with their names attached to the quotes on yoyoing.com as well. That was kind of messed up. But he's, you know, he's wiser now. He's more mature.
Well, I mean, I guess I, like, part of the big thing with John too was that he had more stage presence than Yo-Yo, not Yo-Yo skill, but I was under the impression that a lot of, like, a few years ago, when John was winning a lot of stuff, it was more because he got the cute points and not so much that he had the best tricks and everything, the hardest tricks.
Well, scoring hasn't changed at all since then. They haven't changed any of the rules or anything. I think John primarily won on not missing tricks and then secondarily won on just overwhelming stage presence. Sometimes people will just give you a couple extra clicks just for, like, you looking more confident when you land something. You can make simple tricks look harder, and when you're just going through watching a three-minute routine, sometimes you don't really have a fair chance to really say, okay, that was really this hard, or maybe I overclicked or something. But I think primarily he won on lack of deductions, more so than he won on just being a cute kid. Would you agree with that? I mean, did you the second place was AJ?
AJ Kirk?
AG? Second place for Offspring that year?
Well, I'm just saying, like, overall the feel, like, the mood I felt about John was that just because he's a younger kid that has
better looking legs,
good, yeah, and that's good at Yo-Yo, but not great, and that's why he won a lot of the contests, like Midwest Regionals and Worlds and stuff. Not trying to slam him now. I mean, he's improved immensely over the past few years in my mind, as far as the skill that's in his freestyle. And I don't know, I'm probably digging myself a hole in Mookie. Punch me in the balls.
No, I think you're making a fine point. I thought that freestyle, that was 2005 that he won, and I thought that was amazing freestyle. I mean, it was really entertaining to watch, and the tricks really just get you going and stuff like that. I think he is better today. But he's also missing a lot more tricks on stage, probably because he's trying harder stuff. You know, I don't know. But
well, and I guess that plays into, like, my whole view on that opposed to yours. Like, I feel it's more, it's not to entertain; it's to place somebody in a specific category because of their skill with the yo-yo, not with the stage and people.
Yeah,
but that's what we talked about last time, too.
Yep. All right. What do we got to talk about now? So we're actually going to call our friend Abe Zeimer, and we're going to do a little prank call.
Okay. You want me to set this up?
Yeah.
So we all know about spring break. Abe and I went on a crazy wild adventure. And the first night, actually, he got into a fight with this guy, and got punched in the face and everything. But it turned out the next night after that, the guy actually got stabbed to death. And I thought it would be funny to call up Abe posing as what?
There's nothing you could say. If we stabbed to death, so I thought it would be funny. Like, no. Like, there's no way that you can segue like that.
I thought it was pretty good segue, actually. I mean,
mm-hmm.
Anyways, I thought it would be funny to give Abe a call posing as a Oshkosh. What? I'm trying to explain this bit here, Doc, and you're...
No, that's fine. I'm sorry. So someone got stabbed to death, and it's funny. Keep going.
It's not funny. It's ironic.
Oh, it's ironic.
It's probably ironic? Not even ironic. It's more of just a coincidence, because he really was asking for it. But,
yeah. So I think it'd be funny to call Abe posing as Oshkosh police and tell him that... that the man involved with that stabbed him said him and some other friends got into a fight with him the night before, and that he was just trying to get back at him and everything. And just something along those lines, telling him that according to their records, he was in a fight the night before, and he just wanted to ask him a few questions.
Okay, and who's going to be doing the officer?
I was thinking either, I think maybe Josh should, because he has a very authoritative voice.
Okay.
Yikes, I don't know if I can do that.
Let me do pull up the article so you know some of the names and everything.
I don't know if I can do this. I can't keep a straight face to save my life.
Well, maybe you can Doc smile. Show. No, I can't do it.
Well, I have a... I don't have a very good voice for
this.
That
is true.
And I think Abe would definitely recognize your voice pretty quick.
Well, I could try to disguise it like last time.
By being completely understandable?
Yeah. Let's see. The guy's name's Frank Atkins. Are you writing this down? Whoever's going to...
No, I thought Josh. You were going to get a link.
Well, I'm trying to find the guy who stabbed him, his name.
Hello, this is Officer Frank Atkins.
No. Frank Atkins was the guy who got stabbed.
Oh, okay.
Hello, this is Frank Atkins.
Back from the dead, too.
Always
funny. I was conjured by some warlocks and other mythical creatures back from the dead in order to call you up and say I'm sorry for picking a fight with you and thinking you were a girl, an attractive girl at that.
And I'd like to tell you, when you get to hell, I'd like to mess around with you, maybe. If you don't mind.
Because you are one sexy piece of Iranian ass.
I just sent the link over the Skype thing. Gregory Collins was the guy. It's a pretty crazy story. Like, I guess in his first hearing, the Atkins family, once he was sentenced, like had a bail and everything, like the Atkins family started cheering and hollering in the courtroom, and they had to be taken out just because they were causing disruption and everything, and it was really pretty inappropriate and crazy.
All right,
maybe it could be like a lawyer or something asking Abe to be a character witness.
Yeah, there's no way you're gonna be able to pull off a cop. So you could be a friend of the family, or you could be I can't believe I'm helping with this. Or you could be a lawyer, but there's just no way that you could pull off a cop.
Yeah, maybe a lawyer would be good.
Okay.
Just as like a character witness to prove that Frank Atkins was an asshole and a degenerate, and he just picked fights and everything. And don't say.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say. Don't ask right away if he can come to court or something. You know, like just be like just at first, just start with some really light stuff. Just like you know, I just really quickly want to talk to you about some things that happened. I need to clarify them. Blah blah blah. And then if it keeps going long enough, try to get him to agree to come into court or to come into court like on
Friday.
That's
pretty inappropriate. I don't know. Abe's a wild guy, but I don't think he'd come into court.
Anything else, but not a court.
So are you ready, Josh? Do you think you can do this? I mean, you're an actor and
not a very good actor,
broadcast journalist.
All right,
I have faith in you. I think you can do this.
All right, here we go.
Hello,
is Abe Zeimer there?
Yep.
Hi, my name is... Hello?
Yeah?
My name is John Sims, and I'm calling from the Winnebago County DA's office. I'm working on the case of People versus Collins regarding the stabbing of Frank Adkins on the night of March 18th. You were present at the on the evening, is that correct?
In Oshkosh?
Yes.
I wasn't present in the area. I was in Oshkosh. So.
From what I understand, the victim made sexual advances towards you and your friends. Is that right?
From what I hear, yes, that is what I hear. I heard from other people that it's the same guy. I did not know until like a week after the stabbing occurred that it could have been the same guy, because I did not know him or his name until that point.
But you did punch him in the face, is that right?
Did I punch him in the face, did you ask?
Well, we've got down a witness here saying that you did punch the victim, Frank Adkins, in the face.
Well, he punched me in the face Friday.
And this was Friday night.
Yeah, the night before it happened.
So did you see Frank Adkins die? It would be a big help to us.
I did not.
Okay. And you go to school in Oshkosh, right?
Yes.
But you live in Minnesota?
Yeah, I live in Minnesota for the summer. My parents live there, so I live in their house.
Had you been drinking on the night in question?
On which night? Friday night?
Yes.
Or Saturday night?
This would be Friday night.
Friday night, yeah, I had a little. Not really too much. I wasn't really drunk.
And how many times did you stab Frank Adkins?
I didn't stab Frank Adkins.
Abe, you've been had.
Oh, man.
This is Josh, and on the line here is also Seth and Dr. Popular.
Good Lord. I was wondering, I was like, this makes no sense that the Minnesota DA would call me.
Did we have you at any point there?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, man.
Ooh, that was fun. All right. I had to keep muting my microphone because these guys were writing expletives in this chat window here, and it was making me laugh. Well, that was fun. That was a lot of fun. Thanks for participating in the second ever Yo-Yo Wiki podcast prank call. And might I say, the best Yo-Yo Wiki podcast prank call.
No doubt you interrupted me doing my physics work.
That's all right. That needed to be interrupted anyway.
Yeah, I suppose.
So when's the end of the school year for you?
What's the end of the school year? It's May 13th.
Ah, so you're not going to be back for Mondo or any of that fun?
For any of what fun? Oh, the Mondo thing? No,
yeah.
I'm not going to be.
All right.
Too bad. But, you
Too
know,
bad.
I'll do what I can. I'll be at Illinois State, probably.
Sweet. That's going to be a good contest.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You've been a good sport, Abe, but we're going to hang up on you now.
All right. Fair enough.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye. That was fun.
That was a really, really good bit.
All right. So I think that does it for episode 21 of the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast. Thanks for joining us, Seth.
Yep.
You can read more from Seth at blog.yoyo2.com. And thanks for joining us again, our consummate co-host, Dr. Popular.
Hi.
DocPopBlog.blogspot or DrPopular.blogspot or DrownRadio.com or any number of other places. This was good. We'll talk to you guys again next week.
Yep. Thanks, Josh.
Yeah.
Bye, Josh.
Until then, keep editing.